This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to Just Break Up, the podcast about love, heartbreak, and all the relationship advice you don't want to hear. My name is Sierra DeMolder.
And I'm Sam Blackwell. And today we're going to answer a letter from somebody who is wondering if she should just break up with her very nice boyfriend. But before we begin, we just want to give you our Surgeon General's warning, which is that Sierra and I are not licensed mental health practitioners.
We are definitely not. We are not professionals. We are not trained in any of this. Honestly, if you listen to Monday's episode, I have like a little mini anxiously attached spiral panic attack on air. So make sure to check that one out. And please take our advice as you see fit. We're only here to offer our humble musings to hopefully shed some understanding and maybe some laughs about the incredibly rewarding but mostly confusing experience that is love.
All right, let's dive into today's letter. Today's letter comes from Senior Year Fear, whose pronouns are she, her, who is far away from home and confused. So, I'm writing from a place of sheer utter confusion. I, she, her, 23, have been dating my partner, he, him, 22, let's call him Z, for 2 years. We go to the same university abroad, but we are both originally from the U.S. We've been friends for all of college, including my freshman year where I was dating a guy who was really wrong for me. That relationship was extremely toxic, with him being very avoidant and me going absolutely batshit crazy in my anxious attachment. Sierra can relate. A few months after I ended that relationship, I started seeing Z. We were friends, and slowly our friendship turned into something more. More time together one-on-one, some sparks between us, etc. Eventually, I asked to kiss him one day, and he said yes. Unfortunately, even that first kiss, well, I wasn't super sure. It wasn't great, which is fine. He hadn't been with anyone in a while, and so I understand the kiss wasn't great. Anyway, I was just getting over my toxic breakup, and so I told Z I wasn't ready for a relationship then, and then we decided to get together a month or two after. Since then, I feel like our relationship has always been me being a bit unsure. I love Z so much. He's an amazing guy, but at times I know he's not my type. He's younger than me, and I've literally only dated men with a larger age gap. He's from the US, and I've been living abroad for the last 5 years, so I'm used to men who look quite different from him. Z is an absolutely amazing person, boyfriend, partner, and human being. He is so endlessly kind, patient, and respectful. He has been with me at extreme lows as I dealt with a panic disorder spiraling out of control, all the fears and insecurity that come with being a senior in college, and he's been extremely supportive as I struggle with some disordered eating habits and overexercising. He's actually perfect, like my mom is making him a quilt perfect. Love that brand of perfect. Love a good quilt. But there's the but. I've never felt in my gut that he's the one for me. I feel like at times our attraction has been so low, and I rarely to never initiate sex, which I always did in past relationships. Sometimes I even feel like I get the ick from certain behaviors or outfits or lack of haircuts. I do feel attracted to him, but only sometimes, and it feels very context or even outfit dependent. I feel incredibly shallow and guilty about this, and I've been trying to make it work this entire time. Since it's our senior year of college, I've been thinking a lot about the future and about Z's place in it, and I was feeling incredibly unsure. I was waiting for the right time to bring it up, but instead, I got incredibly drunk at a party last weekend and told him, we're not doing well in our relationship. Absolutely amazing timing and communication, right? We talked about it since then, and he felt very blindsided, and I felt very guilty and unsure of how to communicate. I expressed my feelings of uncertainty, and we eventually agreed to take a 2-week break. But the problem is I'm so confused. Is my uncertainty and at times lack of attraction normal, and I'm just thinking too much because of my anxiety? I feel my gut is not right anymore because of my relationship with my toxic ex, where I was convinced after only 2 weeks that he was my future husband. I feel like I have a lot of hurt and fear, and I don't trust my gut anymore. Is this lack of attraction just normal after some time, and I should try and make it work? Our relationship has been so beautiful. We have similar values and life goals, and we've traveled together to over 29 countries while at school together. I mean, I feel like he's perfect for me, and I'm throwing it away over something so silly. How can I move forward with this? Or is my confusion an answer in itself? Should I just break up? Thank you, Sam and Sierra. And like a lot of people say, even just writing this helped me a lot. Thank you.
Oh, my darling, thank you for trusting us with this letter and for listening. This is a really difficult place to be in, especially the, you know, the cusp that you are at in life, you know, your senior year, the time in your life in which you're told to have big plans, you know, and big visions for your future. And looking at this, you know, on paper, good love, good relationship, and saying, I'm not confident in whether or not it is worth carrying into the future with me. Sam and I are going to affirm some of your intuition. We are going to question some of your resistance. But mostly we're just going to offer you some affirmations about what a difficult position you're in on this cusp of deciding whether or not a relationship should move forward or not. But first, we're going to take a very quick break.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? I will tell you that I 100% am in that 75% of people. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had maybe, I don't know, 15 subscriptions, but I couldn't believe it when actually I had way more than that. And it was things that I both had forgotten about and not forgotten about, but like seeing it all in one place was a real sort of amazing moments of clarity for me. From streaming services and fitness apps and delivery services, like everyone's trying to sell you a subscription now. And Rocket Money is great because it helps make sure that you're no longer wasting money on the ones that you forgot about.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps. I love how the dashboard helps me see this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. It is humbling and incredibly helpful. Uh-huh. And they'll also help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/justbreakup.
That's rocketmoney.com/justbreakup. rocketmoney.com/justbreakup.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. Senior year fear. Again, thanks for writing. And like Sierra said before the break, this is such a confusing time of life that you're in. You know, I remember my senior year of college and just being like at a loss of like what my life afterward was going to look like, and like an immense amount of pressure to like find the right career and like have your life in order and like all of this different stuff that was going on. And then add to that, that you're also feeling this uncertainty about your current relationship and what that means for you and whether or not you can see a future with him. And like, I just deeply empathize with how tricky this particular situation is. And I will say that for me, as somebody who's outside of the morass of confusion that you are clearly experiencing in this moment, it's pretty clear to me that this is not the man for you. You know, I think.
And tell me why, Sam. Where are you getting that?
Here's the thing. It doesn't sound like you like him that much. Like, it doesn't sound like you're that attracted to him. It sounds like he's really nice and he's different than your toxic ex. And he sounds like a really great friend to you. But you know, all of the things that you're saying about, like, I feel deeply uncertain and have since we started dating mean to me that, like, this doesn't feel like the right place for you to be. You know, I will say that, like, I think it's okay to be uncertain in relationships. Absolutely. And I think that, like, you know, we shouldn't expect absolute certainty the moment we start dating someone, or even, like, at any point necessarily in our relationships with people. But, like, this level of uncertainty is, to me, it's like, this is your gut telling you that this person is deeply nice and kind and a good friend and, like, a wonderful person, and also, like, not your person. And you don't want to just date someone because they're nice. You want to date someone because you want to be with them. You envision a future with them. You want to actually, like, have sex with them. You know, like, all of these different things that don't feel super present here in this relationship, besides the fact that he's a very nice man. And I totally understand, like, it's hard to hurt nice people. Like, you know, he seems like a really wonderful, wonderful person, and will probably be really disappointed by the fact that you want to not date him anymore. And, like, it's actually an unkindness to continue dating somebody who you are so deeply uncertain about just because he's kind to you.
And to add a couple thoughts to Sam's beautiful ideas, you know, it would be one thing if you were like, I am not attracted to him because I think that I have a different type of sexuality, like where I might be more asexual, or I'm feeling emotionally disconnected, or I don't want to have a ton of sex in my life. But I think the language that you're using implies to Sam and I that you have felt another level of attraction and desire towards other people, you know. And you know, it's okay to be like, well, I don't get a lot of blank fulfillment from this relationship, but I could see a world in which you wrote us and said, you know, I don't really have a lot of sexual desire for my partner, but it doesn't really bother me. I get so much else out of him. Is it okay? Should, you know, is that a sign that I should break up? And we would be like, no, you can get whatever you want from your relationship, especially if it makes you happy. But what you're saying to us repeatedly is like, I have known from the beginning, I've had this nagging feeling of like, this person isn't the right person for me in whatever way it manifests. I do think that Sam and I want to push a little gently, or how about this? We want to ask some curious, open-ended questions about what about niceness, or what about your partner is less appealing to you than, say, the more toxic people of your past. You know, I don't know for sure that this is what's happening, but every time I give people permission to leave a good person, I want to make sure that I'm also pointing out that you might not be feeling those high peaks and valleys of the more tumultuous, unstable, toxic relationships from your past. You might not be feeling them in this stable one, right? And that it's not even that I think that you should stay with this person. It sounds like you need permission to break up, right? From what we know. And also, I think Sam and I want to just make sure, at the same time you're giving yourself that permission, you're also giving yourself permission, or you're also examining what you're drawn to, what you feel like you're lacking in this person. Like, to be honest, I actually incredibly relate to some of the specifics of this letter. Like, I had a loved one that I thought was so wonderful and so perfect, and I thought I was going to marry him. But there was a, from day one, lack of sexual chemistry, desire, and there was things about him physically that I think I allowed to manifest because of other things that I wasn't validating. Like, I wouldn't like certain clothes that he wore. I didn't like that he, like you said, like haircut, like the way he shaved his beard or whatever. And I think that if I had validated my actual feelings, like on a holistic level, like maybe this person isn't right for me because of all the other valid reasons that I'm feeling, I wouldn't fixate on things like clothing. Do you know what I mean? And I think about my wife now, like sometimes when she wears things that like I don't love or whatever, it doesn't make me not want to be with her. You know what I mean? It sort of like right sizes that. If you make space for your other like inner voice, that inner intuition that's saying, you know, don't. I feel like your intuition is saying this person might not be for you. And then there's other little voices in you saying, well, you've seen how bad it can be. So why get rid of a good thing? Or like he's so nice in all these other ways or whatever. I guess this is like my annual reminder that the two options in relationships are to stay together forever or break up. There's no alternative.
Sometimes we with the nihilism on this podcast, and I think that that's really great.
Well, why I like that is because it breaks through the nicety fog of that makes breakups really hard. You know, you feel stuck right now because you don't want to break up. You like this person. You have affection for them. You have respect for them. And also, like, there's fear. There's scarcity. There's, you know, these mindsets that tell us that our own assessment of things is not enough of a justification to end a relationship. That was my whole problem. My entire time I was in a relationship, it was like, I didn't trust my own feelings of things.
For sure.
And so I would wait for them to implode in other ways, or I would do things to make the relationships end in other ways. I remember the first time I saw someone in my close life, just they broke up with a long-term partner, and they just had a conversation about it. And they were like, you know, we're not at the right place anymore. We don't know, you know, we're not for each other anymore. And I was like, wow, you just like did that. ironic that 10 years later I would have a podcast called Just Break Up. But like, I remember being in awe that she just knew that in her heart it wasn't right, and she acted upon it, and that was enough permission. Whereas like, I'm over here trying to get letters from Congress, trying to get my friends to do it for me. You know, I'm trying to like get every justification outside of just me being like, your this opinions are enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I think that that is so true. And I think, you know, I think we associate breakups or like advocating for ourselves as being like selfish or mean, right? Like the idea that you would break up with someone really nice just because like they're not the person for you feels like total cruelty. It's like they didn't deserve this. They're so nice, right? And
yeah,
I think what you learned in that relationship for sure is that like actually by not following your own intuition, not understanding that like this wasn't actually the relationship for you, like it was actually unkind that you like tamped all that down and stayed in relationship with someone, right? Like,
100%. And I think that's
like true here too. Senior year fear, like if you're not in with this dude, like allow him the space and freedom to go find someone who's going to be all the way in with him. You know, like like you're taking up his time, attention, love in this uncertainty, and you not breaking it off because you don't want to like hurt somebody or because he's like so nice is actually like not helping him. Like it's unkind to keep monopolizing his time, affection, and attention when it, you know, that it's not for you, right? Like it's not yours to be monopolizing. And so like, that's want you to look at this idea of a breakup as a service to yourself, to actually like go after people and things that you are attracted to and want to be more with and can see yourself with long term, and as like a service to him to not waste his time anymore, right? To not hold on to something that isn't working just because you don't want to say a hard thing to him.
Totally.
And like that, it sucks. Like, I'm not going to pretend like breaking up is easy. Like I wouldn't know. I've never broken up with anyone, but I understand that it's really challenging. I've only ever been dumped. But I think that it's important to remember that like sometimes those hard things are worth it and actually kinder than just like pretending like the hard thing isn't the thing that we need to do.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, I think another reason why I want you to just like turn up the volume on your own intuition is I would have done the same thing that you're doing. I would have tamped it down and then I would have written to two strangers and said, tell me how to feel about this. And what I'm going to say to you back lovingly and generously is you know what you're feeling. And what you're feeling is enough. It might be confusing. It might be conflicting. But you know what you're feeling. And only you can take those feelings and process them into action. And it's hard.
It is.
And we love you.
Absolutely. All right, love. All right. Thank you for writing to us. We know that this is difficult, and we're being honest with you because we are like your gay, because we're like your queer besties at brunch, just being like,
yeah,
come on, you can see it, we can see it, like, let's just call it out. But we also know that it's difficult and challenging, and we're here for you. So
yeah,
thank you for writing. We hope that this helps.
We love you.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you want more content from us, or if you would like access to our monthly office hours, you can support us on Patreon. For as little as $5 a month, you'll get an additional bonus weekly episode, which are like even more unhinged than our main episodes are. They're a lot more about like us as people. So check those out if you're interested. That's patreon.com/justbreakuppod.
You can slide into our DMs, send us your favorite relationship memes, but most importantly, you can submit your questions about all matters of the heart at justbreakuppod.com, which is also where you can find our merchandise.
Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and review. This literally keeps our mics on and helps us reach more brokenhearted souls who need two random strangers giving them relationship advice.
Just Break Up is a production of Duveed Media. Original music, recording, editing, producing, all magical things by our good friend Spencer Worth Davis. Make sure to check out his podcasts and his music. And remember, your feelings are enough. They are real. They are difficult. And sometimes they are telling us something that we need to interpret or process or heal from and then let go of. You know, our feelings aren't always telling us the truth, but they are enough. They are important to listen to. They are valid and meaningful. And if all else fails,
just break up.